2017 NFL Scouting Combine continues. We're inside Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis with Daniel Jeremiah at Move the Sticks, the Move the Sticks podcast, NFL Network, NFL.com. You got a lot of stuff going on. You having fun here?
Yeah, no, I love the Combine. I mean, some people, it's a long, grueling process. It's a long week. It's a lot of hours. But, man, where else would you rather be if you love football?
This is the place. The Vikings, we don't pick till 48. Mm-hmm. In the NFL draft, the first-round pick went to Philadelphia. We got Sam Bradford, so we're happy we have a quarterback. We don't have to go to the draft worrying about that.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait till the second round to get somebody. So when you think about the Vikings and needs, and you think about the players who might be around that area, anything stand out to you?
Well, I mean, I think you can look at the offensive tackle position and offensive line in general as a place that you can start. And a couple guys, to me, when you just look at who's going to be available at that point in time, like a Deion Dawkins out of Temple, who's played some tackle, I think is probably going to kick inside and play some guard. He would be one I would think about. Colin Buchanan from Miami, Ohio. Nobody's talking about him at all. I think he's a starting right tackle. He can play inside and play guard as well. I think those are a couple good guys. Ethan Posick from LSU, who's played really center. He's played tackle. He can play guard. I think he can play all five positions. So I think he'd be a nice fit in there as well.
What if we stayed in the heartland and we stayed right here in Indiana? What about Feeney?
Yeah. No, Feeney is, like, he's easy. He's just all day tough. Not going to be the world's greatest athlete, but he's going to get at you, he's going to get after you in the run game. He's going to use his upper body, torque you and turn you and wrestle you. All day tough. I think his dad's a pipe fitter in Chicago, and I'm like, that's perfect. That's Dan Feeney.
When the draft happens, you know, we're going to know about Adrian Peterson. Right now, we don't. So hypothetically, let's say the Vikings need to figure something out at running back when they get to the draft. How do you see that playing out? Where do you think a good time would be to strike?
I think this draft is loaded with guys, and I think you can find them second round through fifth round. You're going to find great players. And I mean, I'll give you some guys outside that first group. Kareem Hunt from Toledo, who I think is going to be a great value pick, third, fourth round, can come in and make things happen right away. You look at Jamal Williams from BYU. He's a low 4.6 guy. He's not the most explosive player, but he's a hard charger. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's interesting. Go to a small school player, D'Angelo Henderson from Coastal Carolina, who's just a bowling ball of muscle. I mean, he's like a Maurice Jones-Drew type guy, undersized but power-packed, runs really, really hard. So you're going to have all kinds of options in this draft. Marlon Mack, to me, probably going to go in that maybe late second, early third round range out of South Florida, who's a bigger back but has a lot of juice. He's the one I keep an eye on, too.
If we switch gears a little bit, and let's give Mike Zimmer a good player to work with on defense. You know, he said this week he doesn't want to rob Peter to pay Paul, so yep. he wants to keep working on the defense. Who can help Mike Zimmer's defense in this class?
Well, I mean, look, he's as good as it gets. So he's good at identifying these guys and then being able to develop them. I look at a guy like a Terrell Basham as an edge rusher. You can never have enough. I mean, their defensive front in Minnesota is as good as it gets. But you get a Terrell Basham out of Ohio U who's explosive and twitched up coming off the edge. Derek Rivers coming out of Youngstown State is another fastball you could throw in there. I look at how spoiled they are up front, and I just said, Why not even go get a little bit more? Secondary-wise, you're going to have big corners there, which he likes. You could go out there and look at somebody like a Rasul Douglas from West Virginia, who's a big physical corner, who's going to look on the hoof a lot like Xavier Rhodes, just a big guy. So you'll have a lot of options there on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, it's a loaded defensive draft.
All right, man. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
That's it for Daniel Jeremiah, but more to come right here on Vikings.com from the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine.